proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshford with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We have looked at Hebrews chapter 11, listing people who by faith please God, and also listing events in the life of Israel in which the Israelites demonstrated their faith. We left off with the conquest of the city of Jericho. Within that city there lived a woman by the name of Rahab, a woman mentioned by name in Hebrews chapter 11. The author wrote that, quote, "By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not, when she had received the spies with peace." Rahab was the only non-Jewish person mentioned by name throughout the 11th chapter of Hebrews. The story behind Rahab's faith can be found in the second chapter of the book of Joshua. That Hebrew leader sent two men to Jericho to look over the land. They encountered Rahab and stayed in her house. What kind of a woman was Rahab? The author of Joshua described her as a harlot, employing the same Hebrew noun that Solomon did in Proverbs chapter 6, when Solomon referred to, quote, "a whorish woman," unquote. Rahab engaged in an immoral lifestyle, prostitution, a circumstance that might have played a part in explaining her subsequent behavior. When the king of Jericho found out about the Hebrew visitors that Rahab received, he ordered her to produce them. Instead of doing so, she lied about their whereabouts. Quote, "And it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I wot not," unquote. Such was Rahab's explanation about the two men sent by Joshua. The narrative clearly indicated that Rahab deceived the king of Jericho, who was, after all, her liege lord. How could such an action come from a woman commended by God, no less, commended for her faith? The writer of Hebrews carefully pointed out how Rahab manifested her faith. She did so when, quote, "she received the spies with peace," unquote. Rather than turning the men away, or immediately reporting their whereabouts to the city authorities of Jericho, Rahab cast in her lot implicitly with Joshua and the Israelites. She did more than that, though. At personal risk, she concealed the two men when the king of Jericho sought for them. The author of Hebrews never commended Rahab for lying to the king of Jericho. Instead, he praised her faith because she recognized that God had given Jericho over to the Israelites in conquest, and that she threw herself on the mercy of God by faith. Rahab's own words revealed her motivation underlying her choices. She told the Hebrew spies, quote, "I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you," unquote. Before Joshua and the Israelite forces even confronted the residents of Jericho, Rahab recognized that God had already granted them the victory over that city. She made a choice, and she decided to side with the Israelites. By doing so, she demonstrated the quality of her faith. Rahab's story has an epilogue as well. She asked the Israelites to show kindness to her household by preserving her family from the impending destruction of Jericho. Rather than seeking mercy only on her own behalf, Rahab requested that the Israelites spare her kinfolk as well. She implicitly trusted God to protect her entire family, even though God had already told Joshua to kill everybody in the city. By asking protection for her family, Rahab manifested her faith in God as a merciful being. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.